Now in its fifth year, the National Cotton Council's Emerging Leaders Program brings together cotton industry members to provide them with a better understanding of how the council carries out its mission of ensuring the U.S. cotton industry's seven segments can compete effectively and profitably in the raw cotton, oilseed, and U.S. manufactured product markets at home and abroad. Jesse Fly, a cotton producer and participant from Jonesboro, Arkansas, shares what the program means to him.
I was excited about the opportunity. I was hoping to fine-tune some of the skills that typically aren't demanded of me on the farm. And I think I've achieved that. It's been a great opportunity, and I'm glad I was chosen for this. I kind of realized there's not near the producers are used to be. My dad started carrying the torch of being a leader in the ag industry when I was young, and I realize at this point, with our voice getting smaller, we need to get louder. We need to learn how to be louder, and we need to help the ag industry in any way we can. I hope to be my fellow farmers' voice as best I can. I want to go back home and tell them about the program and in hopes that they encourage other young farmers to join. And also, they realize that even if they don't have the training, they need to be a voice as well, because we're not heard like we should be.
We also sat down with Rose Robertson, a producer from Coolidge, Arizona, to talk about how she got involved and what she took away from the media trading portion of the program.
I was actually asked by Paco Allerton with the Arizona Cotton Growers. He suggested it to me. I took a look at the application. He nominated me, filled it out, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I think coming out and talking on camera is a big deal. Learning how to interact with each other on a bigger scale is an awesome opportunity.
The participants represent all segments of the cotton industry. For example, Kim Bamonte, one participant from Gastonia, North Carolina, doesn't grow cotton, but works closely with the crop.
I have been with Parkdale for nearly 19 years. I've worked in manufacturing, I've worked in production planning, and most recently, I have worked in our cotton department. There's been a lot to learn about cotton. I thought I knew a little bit. I have found out I didn't know nearly as much as I do now. So this has been an opportunity for me to see other people in the industry outside of the manufacturing aspect. Just seeing the different perspectives from the different aspects of the industry, talking to merchants as well as farmers, getting a better understanding of the resources available to us are a huge thing that my eyes have been open to. The backing of the National Cotton Council and knowing the different resources there.